Hey, we're J plus J plus J, and I bet you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
The sitar.
We call it that. Do you?
You should. Unless you don't like sitars.
All right, we're here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show, live on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. And this is a special show because I have a special guest with me, Kelly Weiss, who will be introducing a bit later on. She is an Australian traveller and Australian music fanatic, so she's come in to whip me into shape to get me playing some more new music, because I do get a little indulgent with playing some of the older stuff, but that's for a reason, because I think there's a huge amount of great music from Australia to get through, way, way more than I could ever hope to even scratch the surface of, you know, 50-odd years of rock and roll, at least, and I just do my little bit for the little drop in the ocean that this show is on the airwaves. So this is Australian and Canadian music. I play Canadian music towards the end of the show, and I'll be playing some of the Music Waste entrants this year. The Music Waste is an excellent festival here in Vancouver for independent bands, and I'll be featuring some of the acts that are playing there next week. So a shout out as well to Christina Duff, my good friend who passed through town, who I used to do this show with sporadically up in Edmonton, and I wanted to play a couple of songs for her. So the first two tracks are going to be for Christina. She wanted to hear some INXS and some Grinspoon. I've taken a bit of a vow here that wherever possible I will only play Australian bands that I can find on vinyl here, or CD in the library, you know, or iPod, you know, at the outlier if I have to. But I dug around and found some old INXS, the Shabu Shaba album. So I thought I'd play you the first song called The One Thing. So this came out way back in the mid-80s. It was their second album, I think, Shabu Shaba. Of course, INXS went on to be this huge, massive band all over the world. And this song I'm going to play for you, The One Thing, was their first kind of hit single in North America, and it actually entered the top 20, I believe, in Canada, so way back in the day. So INXS, here we go. I've got the vinyl queued up, and after that I'll play you a song by a band called Grinspoon, who are a rock and roll band. So I hope you like this, The One Thing by INXS, going way back.
Just watch it, do you know the way you move? You're such a princess now. I love the rainbow on your brow. I love your rainbow. Oh no, it's winter. Winter. Living in another space.
And we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM. And we had a quick song there by Grinspoon called Just Ace. They're a rock band from Lismore in New South Wales. And they sort of burst onto the Australian music scene from this competition that the Australian Triple J Radio National Youth Broadcasting Network had called Unearthed, and which is sort of like a battle for the bands, but through the radio. And they popped out of a regional town with a song that got a national radio play, and they just became this sort of long-term Australian band. And that's a sort of little pop rock song from the sort of, I guess, around the year 2000 or 2001. And before that, we heard INXS with the first song off Shabu Shabba. The song was called The One Thing. And that song actually charted in Canada way, way back in the 1980s. I'm going to play for you a really interesting song. It's a cover of an AC/DC song, Jailbreak, which was one of their classic songs from early on. And a compilation came out in, I think, around the late 90s that was a whole bunch of interesting alternative bands covering AC/DC songs. And I wanted to play the Yothu Yindi version of Jailbreak. Yothu Yindi are a great Indigenous band, and this song just popped into my head. But I attended a very interesting lecture about psychology and spirituality, and you know, the concepts of breaking out of the cage that your mind can be. And then I just thought Jailbreak, AC/DC, and then I thought of this track. So that's how things pop into the head before the show comes on air. So this is Yothu Yindi with the cover of Jailbreak, the classic AC/DC track. Hope you like this.
A friend of mine on murder. The judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty. Gave him 16 years in hell. He said, I ain't spending my life here. I ain't living alone. Ain't breaking the rocks on a chain gang. Breaking out, heading home. I'm gonna make a jailbreak. And I'm looking towards the sky. I'm gonna make a jailbreak. How I wish that I could fly. All in the name of liberty. All in the name of liberty. Got to be free. Lady being filled with by another man. She was down and he was up. Had a gun in his hand. Bullets starting to fly everywhere. And people start to scream. Big man lying on the ground with a hole in his body where his wife had been. But it was all in the name. Take. chasing freedom. He was chasing spirits dying. No use trying, but he made it out with a sheet around his neck.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in.
Let's smash things up!
Every Saturday from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Put together, pull apart, finish the machine apart. Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver.
Your Friends of CITR card will get you discounts on Main Street at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear,
Woo Vintage,
The Kiss Store, Lucky's Comics, Neptune Records, Red Cat Records, The Regional Assembly of Text, RX Comics, Temple of the Modern Girl,
Flaming Angels Boutique,
and the Wallflower Modern Diner.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Okay, and we're back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show here on Friday night. And I played some older music there, some interesting ambient electronic music by SPK. They're a band that Luke Meat, music director here at the station, let me know about. They've been around since the late 70s, I believe. And they were pioneers of an industrial noise and ambient sort of electronic scene. And I played you two tracks. That was called In Flagrante Delicto, and before that was the track Meccano. Very interesting music there. Of course, today I have a very special guest, Kelly Weiss. Kelly, do you want to say hello?
Hi, everyone.
Kelly is a traveller, an Australian traveller and music lover. And she keeps up with new music, and she's here to let me know about some of the newer music that's playing, specifically bands that are coming through the city soon. And we'll be talking at length soon after three more tracks. And it's great to have Kelly here, because I do tend to get into some strange, obscure music sometimes and forget about all the wonderful stuff that's happening. So Kelly will be letting us know. But one interesting new, well, not a new artist, but a new album that's come out. Dave McCormack was the singer from Custard, who were one of the mainstays of the alternative scene in Australia in the 90s. And Dave McCormack, the singer, has put out a few albums as a solo artist. He's a very, very good songwriter. And I'm not sure... So a whole bunch of new tracks he's put out for his new album called Little Murders. So let's try this one. It's called If You're Famous and You Know It.
Yeah. was naked to begin. And the congregation made up our pharmacists and their friends who fell out of touch. And in the afterlife, oh, I'll never have to fake it again. La da dee, la da da, la da dee dee, la da da, la da dee, la da da. All right. Well, forget the Queen of Hearts. She remembered not to count on this. And now the cats are back. They come in from out of town for a week. And if the lights are out, oh, I'd never have to say it again. La-da-dee, la-da-da, la-da-dee-dee, la-da-da, la-da-dee, la-da-da, la-da-dee-dee, la-da-da, la-da-dee, la-da-da, la-da-dee-dee, la-da-da, la-da-dee, la-da-da. We'll be right back.
Are you interested in radio, but not quite sure how to get involved? CITR is the place for you. We are a volunteer-driven campus and community radio station with a variety of volunteer opportunities. Want to become an on-air programmer? Learn about promotions? Maybe become a news or arts reporter? Come learn about all the ways you can become involved at CITR. Volunteer orientations are held on the first Monday of every month at 6:30 p.m. If the first Monday falls on a statutory holiday, the orientation moves to the second Monday. Visit CITR.ca for more information.
And we are back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. And we just heard a couple of tracks, first from Dave McCormack. Actually, the first track was an old Custard song that I think that he must have done acoustically for some release. That was called If You're Famous and You Know It. And then a newer song called The Faith Healer. So Dave McCormack is from Brisbane, and I want to get my hand on his new album because I've heard really great things about it, so I could feature it at another show. Now, after that, I played a great roots reggae track there from a band from the Gold Coast. And they're called A French Butler Called Smith, and a really cool song called Spam Jam. So, Kelly Weiss is here. She is a special guest. She is going to fill us in on what's happening here in the city. Kelly is a traveller, Australian, and knows a lot about music. She carries around an iPod, and she's always telling me about the great new music that's around. So, Kelly, how are you?
Hi, I'm pretty good, Matt.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in. Who are you? What tell listeners a little bit about where you're from in Australia and how you found your way here?
Okay, so I'm from Sydney originally. I lived in Perth in Queensland and kind of moved all around Australia. I've been a big fan of music since I was 13, and I'm nearly 30, so over half my life I've basically been obsessed with alternative music, electronica, you know, always going to festivals, gigs, always knowing the latest album and single that's out. So yeah, that's why I thought I'd share with Canada just some brand new Australian music. And I thought that I'd specialise in, there's actually three bands that are coming here in June, from June to August. So I thought I'd just play a song of each just in case people locally in Vancouver haven't heard of them, and then maybe, you know, you could just find out a little bit more about them and it might encourage you to go to their shows.
Sure. Okay, that's awesome. What do you have first up?
Okay, so first of all, I want to play one of the latest songs from Sia's new album. So her name's Sia Furler. She's known as Sia, basically. So she's originally from Adelaide, but she's quite well known internationally. So I first heard of her in 2008 when her fourth album came out, which is called Some People Have Real Problems. So, yeah, I was a little bit behind just hearing of her with her fourth album. But I just remember her song called Buttons, which was a remix. A remix was done, like, so it was more of a dance music song. I first heard that and I was just like, oh, my God, this is, like, absolutely amazing. And I didn't know who it was by, and I just remember hearing it and thinking, wow, like, this song is just one of the best songs I've ever heard.
Huh.
And so when I found out it was her, I thought, okay, yep, I'll remember that name. And then her single Little Black Sandals was pretty big from that album too. And in December 2009, I went to a big festival in Sydney called Homebake, where they just play, like, Australian, yeah, only Australian musicians play, and it's only in Sydney. So when I got tickets to that, like, everyone was saying, you have to see Sia, you have to see Sia. And she was, like, the most talked about artist that was actually playing there. Although, like, Powderfinger was there, Jet, one of the Finn brothers from Crowded House, Daniel Merriweather, who's really, he's from Melbourne, but he's really big and he lives in New York. And everyone was just going on about Sia. So I went to her gig and she was actually playing on one of the smaller stages there, not the main stage. And it was absolutely amazing. It was like this sunny day, which I guess is normal for Sydney. And so it was like really nice weather and just like the ambience and the crowd, like it was a bit of an older crowd, so not just, you know, full of children. And she came on stage and she's quite comical, like she dresses a bit freaky and, you know, she talks to the audience a lot. And just the atmosphere, it was like almost meditative, like it was just so peaceful and everyone was just captivated, like no one was talking, they were just in awe of like just how amazing this woman is.
And just for the listeners, Sia is S-I-A.
S-I-A, so, yeah.
Very easy to...
Yeah, you often see it in capitals, but yeah, so, and basically she released an album, her latest album, which is her fifth album. It's called We Are Born, and it came out in June 2010, so a year ago. And the first single from that album is called Clap Your Hands. So that's the one that I'd like to play today.
Cool.
And, I mean, it was hard to choose because, yeah, all her songs from that album are just absolutely amazing. Her other single's called You've Changed, which I think that was one of the most popular songs from that album. But, yeah, so I'd like to play Clap Your Hands. I think it's really fun and chilled out.
Okay, so this is Sia with Clap Your Hands, and she's playing here...
Oh, okay, yeah. So she's playing at the Commodore, really good venue.
Yeah.
Friday, August the 19th. The only thing, like, I would go and see her again, but Live at Squamish is on that weekend, so I might be heading up there on the Friday night.
Okay. Well, we're going to play Sia now, and then we'll go right into the next track we have as well, and is that Architecture and Helsinki?
Yeah, yep. So Architecture, they're actually playing next Sunday, June the 5th, at Venue. So I've got
okay, and and Kelly, we'll talk a little bit about Architecture in Helsinki after this. So first up is Sia with Clap Your Hands.
I'm biting Sean from Youth Brigade, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
And we are back here on Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music show, and into the new new Australian music before the Canadian music later, closer to 7:30. So, Architecture in Helsinki, Contact High, and before that was Sia with Clap Your Hands. So there are two acts that Kelly has brought to my attention that are playing here in the city soon. Kelly Weiss, Australian traveller and music aficionado, thanks again.
Yeah, I love that song, absolutely amazing. So Contact High is off their fourth album called Moment Bends, which was released last month.
And not here in the studio yet. I'm waiting. We actually had to play that off the computer. We're waiting for the actual hard copy to arrive. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's like the first single from the new album. And Architecture in Helsinki. So I first heard of them when their third album came out. So again, a little bit behind, which was in 2007. It's called Places Like This. The main singles from that album are Heart That Races, Debbie, and Hold Music. And I remember I saw them live in Sydney and in 2007. And at this point, I was seeing gigs like every single week and in 2007 and going to every festival. And I remember that they were in my top five of bands to see live.
Really?
They were just, I look at them kind of as like the Arcade Fire of Australia. So just like extremely professional. Mm. Whenever they release an album, their songs are just like, their singles just hit the charts and they're just absolutely amazing. Like I haven't heard a bad song from them.
Hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, they've been around for a little while since, you know, about around the year 2000. They're a five-piece from Melbourne. So it's made up of four blokes and one chick. Her name's Kelly as well, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And they're quite, I guess, a little bit comical as well. Like, when you see their film clips, they're kind of making, like, a few jokes and just doing, like, crazy things and jumping around with springs. And all the band members, like, they play multiple instruments, like, just really random ones that I've never heard of before, as well as, like, trumpets, saxophones. And so, yeah, they're actually playing, as I mentioned before, on Sunday the 5th of June at Venue. So I will be there, front left. So if anyone else is going to that gig, I'll see you there.
And I can attest to that. I've seen a gig with Kelly, and she does go to the front left. It must be a little ritual of yours.
Yeah, I'll be doing that tonight at Licky Lee, so if anyone else is going to that. So, yeah, and the next band that, I guess band, DJs, whatever you want to call them, they're called Miami Horror, and, yeah, they're from Australia, so there seems to be a habit of Australian bands putting names of cities like Architecture in Helsinki and British India and many other ones and confusing people, but they're all Australian. So Miami Horror, they haven't been around for that long, and no, I've not seen them live, funnily enough, I think because they became big after I left Australia. So they basically formed in 2007, started with a guy called Benjamin Plant, and he started as a DJ, like playing at house parties, and then he did a few remixes. So you probably know the song Music Sounds Better With You by Stardust.
Yeah.
Amazing song. So he remixed that, and Tegan and Sarah's Walking With A Ghost. And then they first achieved commercial success in 2009 with the single Sometimes, and they supported Lily Allen in 2010 at the Big Day Out, and then they played a lot of shows that year. So, so this song, it was hard to choose which song to play because their latest single is called Summer Sun, which is just, like, absolutely amazing. Sorry, their album's called Illumination, and it came out in August last year.
Yeah.
So Summer Sun is the latest single, and we're not playing that, but no. I'll just tell you, I was going to play it, but I like holidays too much. So Summer Sun, it's just really fun, and it gets you just fantasizing about the sun because obviously you don't really get that here. Mm. But I want to play Holidays because it makes me smile, and I listen to it every day when I go running. It's one of my running songs, and because it's just like really upbeat and just really happy and really fun. And yeah, so Miami Horror are playing at Fortune Sound Club on Sunday, June the 12th. So if you guys like this song, I think you should definitely check them out. They're really fun.
Okay, so this is the band Miami Horror, recommended by Kelly Weiss, who is our studio guest today. Here we go. We'll be right back.
He's as distant as the winter sun, more consistent than the beat of a drum. All this time she's been hiding her weakness away from me. Then one day I touched a nerve by mistake, pressed too hard and she started to shake. Every time that I go there, I know there's so much she can take before she breaks. I am the way I act, even when I start to see all the cracks. I'll give nothing away but expect her to stay with me. When she worked out where my weakness lay, and she wouldn't stop until I gave way. Every time that she goes there, she knows there's so much I can take. Together, but pressure and time have their way. For the things we try to keep inside find their way out in the dark of the night. All it takes is the tiniest touch, and there's only so much before we break.
Industrial, noise, and goth. Tune into the Vampire's Ball. Midnight, 4 a.m. Friday nights right here at 101.9 CITR FM in Vancouver, www.citr.ca.
Listen to the new album. This is really cool stuff. And people don't make music like this. They never have, and they never will. your office. This is how you come to this side of the door. This is really cool stuff. And people don't make music like this. They never have, and they never will.
And we're back here on Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music Show. Thanks so much for listening. We've had a few tracks by some new Australian bands that are coming through the city. We heard, first of all, Sia, Architecture in Helsinki, and Miami Horror. And Kelly, can you remind us of those three dates again?
Okay. So, Architecture in Helsinki are coming here. So, basically, next Sunday, June the 5th, they're playing at Venue. I think it's only $25, which is, I paid $40 to see them in Australia, so that's pretty cheap. And Sia is here Friday, August the 19th at the Commodore. And Miami Horror are here, well, I guess in a few weeks as well, June the 12th, Sunday, June the 12th at Fortune Sound Club.
Great. So there are three Australian bands coming through town. And we played one more request for you there at the end too, Sparkadia.
Yeah, Sparkadia. They're from Sydney. I actually saw them live just after they released an EP and one song called Morning Light. And that was enough for me to see them live because it was actually the most downloaded track off Triple J website, like 32,000 downloads in 2 months. So, and they were pretty good live, and they just released an album this year called The Great Impression, and their first single was Talking Like I'm Falling Downstairs, which is amazing, and that was China, about, like, as in China and the plates and stuff, not the country.
Yeah.
And their latest single from that album is called Mary, which is pretty cool as well.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Kelly, for coming in and letting us know about some new Australian music.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem. I'm sure we'll see and hear from you again. So now we're on to the Canadian tracks, and we do have the Music Waste Festival coming up very soon in the city, which is a really fantastic independent music festival. And I'm going to play for you for the rest of the show now a whole bunch of the bands who are going to be playing, and I'll let you know where and when you can find some of these bands. The Collapsing Opposites are a really great band I've seen a number of times here in the city. So let's hear a track of theirs called Diamond Mind.
Shining in everyone but Frankenstein was.
And we're back here on CITR 101.9 FM. And you just heard the Collapsing Opposites with two tracks. They're playing at the Music Waste Festival. Music Waste is a really interesting alternative music festival here in the city. And it happens every year. And you can see a huge number of bands here in many different venues around the city. All sorts of bands here. We've got Half Chinese, The Woolworm, Needles and Pins, No Gold, Animal Bodies, Juvenile Hall, White Umbrella. I mean, the list is huge. And a lot of these wonderful bands you can see playing around the city just about any weekend of the year here in the great city of Vancouver. And you just heard there a couple of tracks by Collapsing Opposites, and I highly recommend you check them out. We've got a little bit of time left, so I'm going to get back into some more music from bands that are playing at that festival. So let's play the Beelines. They're another great Vancouver band. They're also playing at the festival, and I'll let you know about some venues also soon.
Traffic to the six front. The back door closes.
Three tracks there by the Beelines playing at the Music Waste Festival. And we'll have a little bit more music from bands playing at that festival right after this.
You're listening for CITR 109.9 FM in Vancouver, BC, Canada.
What you're listening to?
London Philharmonic.
It's Venus. Venus.
Why not? We bounce the signals off the moon's surface. There's no reason that Venus shouldn't radiate impulses.
I don't mean the static. Can't you hear the other thing?
What other thing?
Listen to it, Paul. Listen to the voice.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
So Music Waste is coming up. I played you the Collapsing Opposites before. You can catch them on the Wednesday night at the Prop House Cafe. That's at 1636 Venables, and that's from Wednesday the 1st of June, the Collapsing Opposites. And I'm just about to play for you now some music by the Apollo Ghosts. They're another band that's going to be playing, and we'll try to squeeze in a couple of other bands as well. So we also play the Beelines. They're playing at the Cobalt at 12 a.m. on the 2nd of June. Okay, so this is Music Waste we're talking about. There's just so many bands that we could play. But right now, a little bit of something by the Apollo Ghosts.
Did you make it for the pigeons in the park? And you know all her songs are savory, not too sweet when she starts saying, validate. Validation, baby. And will you take it? Put it to your lips and smile. You know all these songs are empty. All my wasted words have meaning. Validate. Validation, baby.
And that's the end of the show, Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music Show. Two bands there you can catch at the Music Waves Festival in Vancouver if you live here. The Apollo goes first up, and then we had My Friend Wallace. They're both playing at the Astoria, that venue, on the 3rd of June, Friday. So excellent stuff for Music Waste. I'm so glad that you were able to join me today for the show. We started the show with In Excess from that old album, Shabu Sabara, played you the first song. So actually, while I'm just going to race over and try to cue up the last track for you, just to segue out. So bear with me. I'll be right back after this with one more track from In Excess.
You're a wingman. Even if it means me taking a chubby, I will suck it up.
CITR has always been your ultimate wingman. Or when you have the ladies back at your place, or whatever.
Don't change. Christina. What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free. Mariah.